What a joy it is for us to be here with you this morning.
很高兴今天早上能够跟各位同在。
And I greet you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ.
我奉耶稣的名跟大家打招呼。
I feel so much at home with you.
我好像回到家一样。
Because my wife is born in China.
因为我的 wife, Sarah, 是在中国出生的。
And my wife is Russian Jewish.
我的妻子是苏俄的犹太人。
And so I see the shofar and I see the candles here, the arbor.
所以我看到吹这个羊角还有金灯台。
So we feel right at home in your midst.
我们好像来到家里面一样。
And I'm even starting to understand some Chinese.
我开始听得懂一些中文了。
See, this morning I heard the word Sabbath.
今天早上我听到这 Sabbath.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
The rest of it I didn't understand. But
其他的我就不懂了。
We have a newsletter this morning. It looks like this and it's available to take and pray with us.
我们有一些消息的代祷信，那么你可以拿，可以为我们祷告。
And inside you'll find some of the highlights over the last 6 months of our life and ministry.
里面你可以看到我们过去六个月我们的事工。
We also have a book and unfortunately that's also in English.
另外我有书，但是很不幸是英文的。
It's a testimony of the Lord's calling in our life and how the Lord brought us into work in the kingdom of God.
是我们的个人见证，是神怎么呼召我们在神国的工作。
Somebody counted, I didn't, but someone counted that there is over 100 miracles between these covers.
有人为我数了，我自己没数过，这个里面有100多个神迹。
And so it'll encourage your heart, it'll bless you as it's done so many thousands of others.
所以我们很高兴能够许多的人都造就。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We've had the joy of ministering in Eastern Europe, for 40 years.
我们在东欧做工有四年了。
This year my wife and I will be married 40 years and we've had 40 years of ministry.
Oh, 40 years. Oh, yeah. 今年我跟我太太有40年婚姻，所以我们总共事工有40年了。
And my wife looks a lot younger than I do.
我的姐妹看起来比我年轻很多了。
And she speaks better Russian than she does English.
她说苏俄文也说英文。
So they come to her in Russia in the Ukraine and they speak to her in Russian.
所以在乌克兰人们靠近来就跟她说俄文。
And they say, your father is such a strong preacher.
说你的父亲实际上就是 Rachel. 哇他讲道讲得真好。
Yes, I understand. So I would like to introduce not my daughter, but my wife.
所以我向你们介绍我的妻子。
There's only 4.5 years difference in our age.
我们两个只有四五岁的差别。
Not 20 years.
不是二十岁。
Just want to make that clear.
就是让你们知道。
So Sarah is recovering from some laryngitis.
Sarah, 她嗓子没了，现在慢慢好起来。
In Panama, we spoke over 25 times in 14 days.
在巴拿马，我们讲了25场到在。
And the services in Panama are a little bit different than America.
我们在巴拿马的事工跟这里不太一样。
A short service was 5 hours.
短的都要5个小时在那边。
And we prayed for everybody in the place at least twice.
我们在那地方为所有的人祷告最少两次。
When you have a little bit of anointing, they draw on that and they start getting in line a second time.
Yes. 你那个恩膏降下来的时候，人家就不停地排队，还甚至排两次要祷告。
I remember in one meeting, this lady got in line 3 times.
哇，有一次有一个姐妹排队排了三次。
And when Sarah was praying for her, she had her eyes closed.
当那个莎拉为她祷告的时候，她眼睛是关起来的。
And the Lord gave her a prophetic word for that lady.
神给 Sarah 一个先知性的言语给那个姐妹。
She got in line a second time. She wanted more.
她第二次再进来，她还要听更多一点。
And the Lord gave her the same prophetic word, word for word, that He gave her the first time.
第二次跟第一次讲的一模一样。
And so she got in line a third time.
所以她第三次又来了。
And all the while, my wife has her eyes closed.
我太太一直都是眼睛闭起来的。
But her interpreter had her eyes open.
翻译的是眼睛是张开的。
And she said to the lady,
她跟那个姐妹说,
she said, you heard the word of God 3 times, the same thing, walk in it.
她说, 你听了三次了, 就照着她话去行。
And God wants us to be not just hearers of the word, but doers. of the word.
神不但要我们听他的话，而且要照着他话去行。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask Sarah to come and share.
请 Sarah 上来。
It's a joy to be here this morning.
很高兴今天能够在这里。
And I apologize, my voice sounds like a frog.
对不起，我的声音都哑掉了。
But I'm thankful I've got a voice coming back though.
但是很感谢神，我的声音逐渐的回来。
As we were singing that song, that how God is faithful.
当我们唱神是多么的可信靠。
And truly, He has been faithful.
他是真正的可信靠。
As my husband said, we have been working in Eastern Europe for 40 years now.
我先生说我们在东欧做工作了40年。
But before we got married, I was born in China.
在我结婚前，我是在中国出生的。
And there are some things that I saw in China that I said to God, I don't ever want to go to a communist land.
在中国我的经历说，我说从来我不要再去一个共产国家了。
I saw how some of the pastors were killed.
我看到有一些牧师们做神工作人被杀。
But God brought us into the free world from China.
神把我们从中国带到自由世界。
And God put a call in my heart to return back to our own people.
神又呼召我们回到。
And so we started taking Bibles into Russia in the early 70s.
所以我们开始在70年代的时候到苏俄去。
We never hid the Bibles.
我们从来没有藏圣经。
But we trusted God to oversee and overshadow the word of God.
相信神会看到这一切事情。
And we saw God do many, many miracles every time we would bring the Bibles across.
我们看到神每一次都行神迹，当我们带圣经进去的时候。
But there were a few times that we were arrested for taking the Bibles in.
但是我们也有几次被抓了。
And last year, we were in a service not too far from Moscow.
去年我们在靠近莫斯科的地方，我们有事工。
And there was a couple that was sitting in the front row.
那么有一对坐在前头。
And the pastor introduced, wanted us to get to know him.
牧师要我们去多认识他们。
And this man, he said, do you remember me?
那个人说，你记得我吗？
And I said, no, we've met thousands of people. I don't remember you.
我说啊，我碰到成千上百的人，真的不记得你。
And he said, do you remember a time when you were arrested and sentenced to 10 years in prison for taking Bibles into Russia?
你记不记得你被抓送圣经的时候又被判十年的徒刑？
And I remember that very clearly.
那我倒记得非常清楚。
Because my interrogator had interrogated me separately from my husband.
因为那个侦讯我的人是跟我先生不是同一个人。
My husband was interrogated in another ward.
我的先生是在另外一个地方被侦讯。
And I was separated in a different ward, interrogated by another interrogator.
我是被另外一个人侦讯。
But I remember my interrogator, he said, I don't believe in God.
那个人说我不相信有神。
But I said, deep down inside of you, you know there's a God.
我说你知道有神的吗？
And he said, if there's a God, why so many religions?
他说如果真有神，那为什么有这么多宗教呢？
I said, religion will never save you.
我说宗教不能够拯救你。
But a personal relationship with Jesus Christ will give you eternal life.
只有跟神有建立个人的关系，才让你有永生。
And I said, one day we will all stand before the judgment seat of God.
我说总有一天我们要站在审判的宝座前。
And then he got really furious.
他就很生气了。
And he said, when I see him up there,
我上去看到他的时候，
he said, I'm going to wring Christ's neck.
我要掐他脖子。
I said, you'll never do that.
我说你不可能做这样子的。
Because my Bible says every knee shall bow.
因为圣经说每一个膝盖都要跪拜。
And every tongue shall confess.
每一个舌头都要称颂主。
That Jesus Christ is Lord.
耶稣基督是主。
And then he got really, really mad.
他就真的很生气。
And he began to swing his fist at my face.
他甚至于向我张牙舞足的。
And he was a really, really big guy.
他是一个很大的块头。
And as I saw that fist swung at my face,
当我看到他的拳头向着我的时候，
just for an instant, fear gripped my heart.
Say it again.
For an instant, fear gripped my heart.
就那么一瞬间，我心里害怕。
And then all of a sudden, the power of God came upon me.
忽然间，主的能力降在我身上。
And the words came out of my mouth before I could even think of what to say.
那么我甚至没有思考，话就出来了。
And the words came out, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to stop.
我就说, 奉主耶稣基督的名, 叫你住嘴。
And that man's arm went paralyzed.
那么那个人的手停住了。
He couldn't move it.
他不能动。
He opened his mouth and nothing came out.
他张了嘴但是说不出话了。
Because the word of God tells us,
因为神的话说,
greater is he that is in you,
那么里面有大的在里面,
than he that is in the world.
比世界上人都要大。
We're not fighting a warfare against man.
我们不是跟人在打仗,
but we are fighting a spiritual battle.
我们是在属灵的征战。
And God wants to show his power.
神要展示他的能力。
He wants to show his signs to follow through his people.
他要从他的子民的身上展示出来。
And so I began to share about the love of Christ with this man.
所以我就开始向他传讲耶稣的信息。
And about half hour went by and the Lord spoke and said, now I want you to pray for him.
大概半个小时的时候神跟我说你要为他祷告。
And the Lord said, I'm going to restore his hand again.
神说我要使他的手脚再灵活起来。
And God said, I'll restore the mobility of speech back to him again.
我也使他能够说话。
To show that God is real.
就让他看到神是又真又活的。
That Jesus Christ loved him.
耶稣基督爱他。
He died on the cross and shed his blood so that he could repent of his sins.
在十字架上为我们死了，所以人可以悔改信他。
And so I shared that with them.
我向他讲这些话。
And I began to pray.
我开始为他祷告。
And all of a sudden his hand drops back to its normal condition.
忽然间他的手就开始正常了。
And then he began to speak.
他也开始能够讲话了。And
he put his face into his hands.
他就把手蒙住他的脸。
And he began to cry like a little boy.
他就像个孩子一样哭啊。
He said, you see, my father used to tell us about Jesus Christ.
他说你知道吗? 我爸爸以前就向我讲耶稣基督。
And the government came and they took my father and imprisoned him.
政府把我的爸爸抓去关监牢。
And they told my mother if she would continue teaching about her faith in God too with her son.
跟我妈妈说，你如果敢再跟你的孩子们讲耶稣，
the government said they would take him away.
政府要把他们都抓走。
And one day they came when he was just a little boy and took him away.
那么有一天他们来真的把他拿走了，他只是一个小男孩。
And he said, for almost 30 years I have not seen my mother.
几乎30年没有看到他妈妈了。
But he said, I remembered her last words.
那我记得最后一句话我妈妈说的。
Just as I was being ripped away from my mother's hands.
当我被他们从我的母亲怀中抓走的时候,
she said, as long as I live, I will pray for the salvation of your soul.
她说只要我活着一天, 我就为你的灵魂的救恩祷告。
I said, I believe your mother's prayers are going to be answered.
我跟她说你母亲的祷告是要得到应允的。
And God did a mighty miracle.
神确实是做了神迹。
They took the Bibles away from us at that time.
是的，他们把我们的圣经拿走了。
And they let us go.
他们就放我们走了。
The judge didn't know why he was releasing us.
那个法官不知道为什么要放我们走。
But we knew because the Church of God was praying on our behalf here in the West.
因为我知道这个美国这些教会在为我们祷告。
I used to keep a journal and it was the same time.
我总有一个本子记这些事情的。
It was the same time that the Holy Spirit spoke to our pastor.
同样的时间，那个时候，那个圣灵跟我的牧师讲话。
That we used to attend in Redmond.
我们以前是在 Redmond 那边上教堂的。
And during the time of announcements.
就在那个时候。
All of a sudden he stopped and he said, I don't know why, but God has prompted me to talk about Richard and Sarah.
那个牧师忽然间停了，然后他说，我不知道为什么，因为神要我为 Richard 跟 Sarah 祷告。
He said the enemy has plotted a plot to divide them and to keep them in prison for many years.
魔鬼撒旦的诡计是要使他们关在监牢里面要很久很久。
They had no idea what was happening.
他们也不知道是什么事情发生了。
But the Holy Spirit knows.
但是圣灵知道。
And that's why he asked us to pray one for another.
要我们为他们祷告。
Because when we pray for one another,
当我们为彼此祷告的时候,
when we pray in the Spirit,
当我们这个祷告的灵,
we don't pray after our will.
我们不是照我们自己的意志来祷告,
but we pray after the will of the Father.
我们是照着父神的旨意来祷告。
And he knows how to pray through us.
父神知道怎么样用我们来做祷告。
And it was that prayer that had set us free.
就是那个祷告使我们得到了自由。
And although we were set free,
虽然我们得到了自由,
but I felt disappointed that our Bibles were taken away from us.
那么我很失望，因为圣经被没收了。
But God's ways are different than our ways.
但是神的道路是高过我们的道路。
And it wasn't until years later.
直到好几年以后。
That we found out this man.
我们才发现这一个人。
My interrogator.
审讯我的人。
He gave his heart to Jesus Christ.
他接受耶稣基督为救主。
And he became our courier for many, many years.
啊，他成为我们的帮助者许多的年来。
And he helped us to let the Bibles come through into Russia.
哦，他就让那个圣经能够进入了苏俄。
For many years.
许多的年。
Until the walls came down.
直到这个铁幕打开了。
After the communists had fallen,
直到这个共产集权倒台了以后
we come into this one village one day.
有一天我们到一个村落去
and this man came up to us.
有一个人接近我们说
he said, do you remember us? Do you remember me?
你记得我吗
and I said, your face looks familiar.
我说你看来熟悉
but I can't place you.
但是我不知道你是谁
he said, the man with a paralyzed arm.
那个人就是手脚都麻痹的那个人。
I said, I remember.
那我说我记得了。
He said, I'm a pastor today.
他说我现在是一个牧师了。Hallelujah.
And I have 1,500 members.
我有1,500个会众。
And so this brother last year,
所以去年,
he said, I'm not the man that interrogated you.
他说另外一个侦讯你的人。
But he said, I'm the man that interrogated your husband.
我是侦讯你先生的。
And he said, I took that Bible.
我拿了那些圣经。
He said, I took quite a few of those Bibles that I
burned. 我拿了很多。
He said, I was definitely going to burn the Bibles.
我是准备要把它们烧掉。
But he said, something compelled me.
但是一个事情催逼我。
Just to find out what was written in this book.
就是要我去看里面到底写的是什么。
That our government is so afraid to allow into our country.
所以我们的政府为什么这么怕让这些圣经进来。
And so he decided to read the Bible.
所以那个人就开始读这个圣经了。
And he said the Holy Spirit convicted him of his sin.
Hallelujah, 圣灵让他知晓他自己的罪。
And he gave his heart to Jesus Christ.
所以他就向耶稣认罪给他的心了。Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Hallelujah.
So now over 30 years have gone by.
所以30年之后。
And only last year did we hear about the fruit that had remained.
直到我们才看到有结果了。
So when we sow that seed,
我们播了种,
even though sometimes it doesn't go the way we anticipate it to go,
虽然有的时候不是我们所期望的,
God wants us to trust Him in everything.
神要我们在所有的事情上信靠他,
to believe Him for the word to bring forth life and fruit.
他要我们相信他会有生命还有会结出果子。
We have seen that over and over again.
啊，我们看到许许多多这样的事情。
So we're just asking you to pray and believe with us.
所以我要你们带着信心来为我们一起来。
We're going back in 2 weeks.
我们两个礼拜后要回去。
Into Ukraine and we're expecting to plant churches.
我们再要回到乌克兰，我们准备要建立教会。
And we want to buy thousands of Bibles for new converts.
我们要买成千上万的圣经为这些新的人啊
，as well as for the orphanages，
也是为了孤儿院。
And so we need your prayers，
所以我们需要你的祷告。
And we just ask that you would join in prayer that God would release finances so that we can buy all the Bibles and help the orphanages。
所以为我们祷告，让神能够让我们有钱能够来买这个圣经。
And for God to strengthen our bodies。
哎，神的能力在我们身体。
And to bring a mighty harvest for Jesus Christ。
为神来。做大的收获。
Thank you so much.
谢谢你们，谢谢你们。
God bless you.
神保守你们，神保佑你们。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 同意吗？
If you have your Bible, you turn with me to 2 Kings.
如果你有圣经的话，请您翻到列王志下。
2 Kings chapter 13.
列王志下第13章。
And I'd like to focus our attention from verse 13 through verse 19.
列王志下
verse 14.
第13章14到19节。
Has everyone found 2 Kings?
列王记下13章14到19节。
First opening verse, the 14th verse says, And Elisha became sick with an illness from which he would die. And Joaz, the king of Israel, came to him and down to him and wept upon his face.
以利沙得了必死的病。以色列王约阿斯下来看他。
And he said, My father, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof.
我父啊，我父啊，以色列的战车马兵啊。
The Bible said, Elijah said to him,
以利沙对他说,
take a bow and some arrows.
你取弓箭来。
And so he took a bow and some arrows.
王就取了弓箭来。
And he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow.
又对以色列王说你用手拿弓。
And so he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hand on the king's hands.
王就用手拿弓，以利沙按手在王的手上。
And he said, open the east window.
说你开朝东的窗户吧。
And he opened it.
他就开了。
And then Elisha said, shoot, and he shot.
以利沙说射箭吧，他就射。
And he said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of the deliverance of Syria.
以利沙说这是耶和华的得胜箭，就是战胜亚南人的箭。
For you must strike the Syrians at Aphek until you destroy them.
你因为你必在亚佛攻打亚南人，直到灭尽他们。
And then he said,Take the arrows.
以利沙又说取几支箭来。
And he took them.
他就拿了来。
And the king of Israel, he said to the king of Israel, strike the ground.
以利沙说打地吧。
And so he struck three times and stopped.
他打了三次便止住了。
And the man of God was angry at him.
神人就向他发怒。
And said, you should have struck five or six times.
说应当击打五六次。
Then you would have struck Syria until it was utterly destroyed.
就能攻打亚南人直到灭尽。
But you will now strike Syria only three times.
现在你只能打败亚南人三次。
This passage of scripture fascinates me.
这几段经文令我惊讶。
Your pastor told me this morning that the theme of the morning would be on healing and on deliverance.
我们今天的主日是医治的主日。
I didn't tell him this is where God was leading me this morning.
他没有跟我说其实神是要他讲这个地方。
And the theme of this morning is healing and deliverance.
今天的 主日是医治主日。
What happens in the opening verses of this chapter,
这里一上来就说
is Elisha is an old man.
以利沙是一个老人家了。
He served the Lord faithfully.
他很忠心的服侍主。
And he's about to die in his old age.
他也快老死了。
And the king Joash comes to him.
约阿斯王来到他面前。
He greets him with a very peculiar greeting.
他用了一些很奇怪的话说。
He said, my father, my father.
他说我父啊我父啊。
The chariots of Israel and the horses thereof.
以色列的战车马兵啊。
That expression had originated in Elisha's mouth some years before.
其实这些是以利沙以前所说的。
When Elijah and Elisha were walking together.
那个时候以利亚以利沙一起在走路。
In 2 Kings chapter 2.
在列王记下第二章。
The Bible said a fiery chariot separated them.
说这个战车火马把他们分开了。
And as they were separated, a whirlwind caught Elijah into heaven.
所以世人看到以利亚跟着战车上了天。
And Elisha begins to cry out.
以利沙就开始大叫。
My father, my father.
我父啊我父啊。
The chariots of Israel and the horses thereof.
以色列的战车马兵啊。
Just a few moments before.
就在之前。
Elijah had turned to Elisha.
以利亚向着以利沙。
And said, what do you want of me?
说你要向我要什么
the two men had crossed over Jordan together.
这两个人一起过了约旦河。
And the river Jordan means the river of trial or judgment.
那么约旦河的意思是说是审判是试炼的河。
And how many ministries began only after they crossed over Jordan?
许许多多的事工开始就是当他们过了约旦河以后。
God doesn't use you until he tries you.
神不用你除非他试过你。
And on the other side of your trial,
在另外一边你的试验的阶段
he comes to you personally and said, what do you really want of me?
他会问你说你到底要什么
And Elisha answers with a strange request.
以利沙用问题来问他
And I've always understood the request at one level.
我总认为这个要求是一个层次的
But there's a second level.
那么还有另外一层的意义
I've always made it a spiritual request.
总是有这个属灵方面的要求的。
But there's an underlying more powerful physical request.
但是也有一些更强大的身体上的一些要求。
Well, Elisha was saying to Elijah,
以利沙跟以利亚说,
I know how you work.
我知道你是怎么做工的。
You work because the anointing that's on your life.
因为你有恩膏在你身上。
I want that anointing.
我要那个恩膏。
But I want something more.
我要的更多。
I want 2 times your anointing.
我要三倍的恩膏。
And Elijah answers, you've asked a hard thing.
以利亚说你要的是不太容易的事。
But nonetheless, if you see me depart from you, you will have what you ask.
当你看到我离开的时候你就会得着那。
It preaches very good, but that's not the whole meaning of the text.
那讲起来蛮有意思但是实际上并不是全部的试验。
Not only was there a spiritual anointing involved there,
不只是说有圣灵的恩膏牵涉到。
But in Israel, the firstborn of every family received a double portion.
在以色列的家庭里面，长子都得双份。
So when Elijah was asking, is really, can I be your son?
所以以利沙实际上他问的是说，我可以做你的长子吗？
As a son, you receive twice the inheritance of any other person of the family.
所以长子在家里面是得双倍的。
And he was saying, Elijah was saying, Elijah, you don't have any money.
他实际上是说你并没有钱吧，以利亚。
You have no inheritance to give me.
你没有任何的产业会给我的。
But there's something you do have.
但是有些东西你有的。
The anointing.
就是恩膏。
And I want that.
Yes, 就是我要那个。
I want that in double portion in my life.
我要有双倍的恩膏。
He said, it's hard that you ask this request.
那他说这是很困难的你要的是
hard from a supernatural aspect
是从超自然的领域来看的话
but even harder at a natural level
甚至于从自然的领域来看也是很困难的
Elijah's never had a son
以利亚从来没有儿子
and here his servant is asking to change positions from being a servant to a son
而以利沙是他的仆人他要求成为他的儿子
if you follow Jesus that'll happen in your life
假如你跟随耶稣那是可以的
In the 15th chapter of John
在约翰福音第15章
In verse 15
在第15节
Jesus said I no longer call you servants
耶稣说你不再是仆人
But I call you friends
乃是朋友
For a servant doesn't know what's on the heart of the master
因为仆人不知道主人的心意
And God wants us to know
而神要我们知道
What's on his heart?
他心里面想的是什么
In order for him to be intimate or open with us
为了要让他们在我们
He's got to change our relationship
他要改变我们跟他的关系
And from a servant to a son is a tremendous distance
从一个仆人到儿子是很远的一个距离
But all of our relationship in, when we first are saved begins at a servant level
那么所有的关系都是从仆人开始的。
Because as a servant, we learn the voice of the master.
因为做仆人你要听得懂主人的声音。
And it's not an instant experience, it's a process.
那么这是一个过程。
And one of the ingredients God uses in the process,
过程里面有一个要素。
It's an ingredient we don't want to hear about in America.
常常在美国我们都不愿意听这些。
It's the ingredients of suffering.
就是说要为主受苦。
Listen to what it says in Hebrews.
希伯来书说
Christ as a son learned obedience to the things he suffered.
耶稣是神的儿子他用受苦来学习。
The greater the suffering,
越大的受苦
the greater the level of obedience.
越大的顺服
the greater the obedience,
越大的顺服
the greater the authority.
更大的权柄
So authority is something we grow into.
这是我们要长进去的
And here Elisha is speaking to the king.
以利沙跟这个王说
And most people thinking in America, the king rules over religious authority.
在美国这个王是在宗教的权柄上的
We have a terrible expression in America, a dividing of church and state.
在美国我们说政教要分离的
What we're saying is a lie at that point in time.
但是在那个时候没有这回事。
We're saying the government of our nation has authority over religion in the land.
我们所说的是说哦这个政府有权利在我们的
That's not what God wants.
但是那不是神要的。
The kingdoms of this world belong to the King of our Lord and His Christ.
这个世上的王是属于我们的王的。
And spiritual authority always supersedes physical authority.
所有属灵的权柄总是超越在属世的权柄之上。
Some years ago, Billy Graham was asked to be run for president of the United States.
多年前,葛培里被人家要求是选美国总统。
He said, no, thank you.
他说,不,谢谢。
God called me to preach.
神要我讲道。
So I wouldn't stoop, I wouldn't lower myself to be a king.
我不会降低我自己做王。
And this is what we see happening in this 13th chapter of 2 Kings.
这就是我们在王下第13章所看到的。
The king comes to a spiritual recognition.
王他要在属灵上他要认知。
And he comes to a prophet of God and he says, my father, my father.
他来到以利沙面前说,我父啊,我父啊。
And then as he explains what he's trying to receive from Elisha,
然后解释说想要从以利沙那边得到的。
He says, the chariots of Israel and the horses thereof.
以色列的战车马兵啊。
The chariots of Israel were chariots of fire that Elijah and Elisha, that separated Elisha and Elijah.
以色列的战车马哥是把以利沙、以利亚分开来的。
And the fire of God will separate you from your friends.
神的火也会让我们跟我们的朋友分开来的。
People will not understand what's happening in your life.
人们不知道在你的生命中有什么事情。
Oh, they want your anointing.
他们要你的恩膏。
But they're not willing to pay the price for it.
但是他们不要付任何的代价。
They want a simple prescription. If I do this, this, and this, God will give me everything I need.
他们总是希望说神要我做一二三，神就给我什么东西。
But God rarely does that.
但是神从来不这样子的。
Because he needs to take you through the process.
因为神要带你经过一个过程。Because
when you go through the process, then you're able to handle the anointing.
神要让你经过这个过程才能够掌握这个恩膏的。
John the Baptist put it in these words.
使徒约翰这么说,
I must decrease that he may increase.
我必衰微,他必兴旺。
The lower I can become,
我越低贱,
the stronger the anointing will be.
恩膏会越强,
as long as I keep in giving all glory to Jesus Christ.
只要我一直不停地称颂我的神,
Jesus is the anointed one.
耶稣是受膏者。
And the Bible said to him is given the Spirit without measure.
他的灵是没有办法测量。
So in Jesus there is measure to overflow.
耶稣他的份是完全多出来了。
And the anointing comes when you get close to the anointed one.
靠近受膏者,
they took notice of the disciples. They had been with Jesus.
你就看得出来他们是跟耶稣有份。
Why?
为什么?
They talked like Jesus.
他们甚至讲话都像耶稣。
They did the acts that Jesus did.
照着耶稣做的做。
And they were startled. They said, these men are unlearned.
甚至于他们都是没有受过学问的。
They didn't go to our school.
他们没有上过学的。
Oh, but they went to a different school.
但是他们到不同的学校去了。
The school of God.
这个神的学校。
And in the school of God,
在神的学校里面,
as you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God,
你谦卑你自己在神的手之下,
there comes a time in your life,
你在生命中,
when the Spirit of God will separate you.
神的灵就会分别你出来。
And he will say, son, daughter, our relationship is changing.
他说,儿子啊,我们的关系不一样了。
You've been learning my voice.
啊,你在学我的声音。
I told you to do this and go there and you've obeyed.
我跟你讲,做这个到那里,你都是遵守的。
But because of your obedient heart,
因为你有谦卑顺服的心,
I want to take you to a whole new realm.
我要带你到一个新的境界去。
Where you're no longer from this moment forward be called a servant.
从此以后不再是仆人。
But you called a friend.
乃是朋友。
And the Bible said Abraham was a friend of God.
圣经说亚伯拉罕是神的朋友。
Because he believed God.
因为他相信神。
God will try you.
神会试验你。
To take you through that time of testing.
神会试验你是不是信靠他。
And that testing time will mark who you are.
那个试验的时候就会确定你是谁。
People will recognize it.
人们就看出来你是谁。
Kings will recognize it.
国王也可以看出来你是谁。
And so when King Joash comes into the presence of the prophet Elisha,
所以王约阿斯就来，就在先知的面前。
He surrenders his throne.
他谦卑下来。
He sees one who is superior in position and authority.
他看出来这个人是超越他的。
He looks up to him and says, my father, my father.
他就仰望他说,我父啊,我父啊。
And then the prophet, even though he's sick,
虽然先知以利沙现在在生病,
it's amazing how the anointing works.
很奇怪这个恩膏是工作的。
It doesn't work when you're well and healthy all the time.
恩膏并不是说当你身体健康的时候才工作。
As a matter of fact, something strange begins to happen.
甚至于有一些奇怪的事情发生了。
The weaker I am,
像我这么衰弱的人,
the stronger the anointing is.
恩膏更强。
Because the anointing one is not reliant on your strength.
因为这个恩膏不是照你的能力。If you're
strong,
假如你很强的话,
try to do things in your own flesh,
想要用你自己的力量来做的话,
the anointing lifts.
恩膏就走了。
God said, okay, try it. Go ahead.
恩膏说你自己做吧,你试吧。
And some of you have experienced what happens after that.
那么有些人都有这样的经历,不是吗?
I know I have.
我知道我有过的。
And I said, Lord, what did I do wrong?
这怎么搞的?
He said, it was you. That's the problem.
那是你,这些问题就是在这里。
Let me work through you.
让我来做工吧。
Let me work in you.
让我在你里面来做工吧。
The people don't see you.
让人们不要看的是你。
They see the anointed one in you.
他们看到在里面的恩膏。
Something's happening in the spirit world.
在灵界里面许多事情在发生。
This process is being completed in many people's lives.
这个过程在许多人的身上都发生了。
And in this last hour before the coming of the Lord,
末日神要再来的时候,
many servants are being changed to be friends of God.
许多的仆人成为神的朋友。
They're starting to hear the voice of God in a new level of clarity.
就在属灵的境界里面听到更清楚的声音。
When I was in Panama a few weeks ago,
几个礼拜前我在巴拿马,
the Lord gave me a word.
神给我一句话,
he said, I'm going to give you access to a nation.
神说我要给你到万国去,
and I said, Lord, I don't understand what that means.
我说神啊, 我不知道你讲什么。
But I look over my shoulder,
但是我看过去,
and I realized,
我才发现,
that the word of the Lord was true.
神的话是真的。
I don't think Sarah and I have ever received so much favor in one visit into a nation.
我从来跟Sarah没有在一个国家有这么大的爱护的。
It seems like every time we turned around, God was giving us favor. God was giving us favor.
每次我们一转头,神的恩典就临到。
We were supposed to be interviewed on television in Panama.
巴拿马电视访问我们。
And the studio for the television, the air conditioner broke.
录音室里面的冷气坏掉。
I said, well, this is interesting.
有意思啊。
95 degrees, humidity 95, and the air conditioning doesn't work.
这个气温跟这个湿度都是95。
Add the element of bright spotlights for the studio, you really get a problem.
录音室里面这些大的灯光照实在有问题了。
The problems are only God's opportunity to show himself mighty.
但是这个问题就是神要彰显他的大能的时候。
So the guest of the television studio said, you know, a neighbor offers her home for a studio today.
这个主持人说,这个有一个邻人,他愿意把他们的家用来做。
We drove for maybe about 15 minutes on top of a mountain.
我们大概在山上开车开了15分钟。
And on the way up to this home, the lady said, you know, this house right here, that's the house of the president of Panama.
有一个姐妹就说,那个房子是巴拿马总统的房子。
And so just a few 50 meters away is the house we're going to.
大概50米之外就是我们要去那个家。
And they said, we're personal friends of the president.
他说我们跟总统是好朋友。
They said, we want you to use our house for a television studio today.
他说今天你们可以用我们的家来做录音室。
And when we finished this time of interview,
当我们完成了我们的面谈,
the owner of the house said, would you like to come to lunch with us?
说你愿意来跟我们一起吃饭吗?
And as we came to lunch, she began to talk her heart.
当我们一起吃饭的时候,她就开始讲话了。And
all of a sudden, we have a relationship in God that wouldn't have happened any other way.
忽然间,我们在主里面就有更深的认识了。She
said, when you come back to Panama in March,
她说,你三月的时候再来巴拿马的时候,
I want you to meet the president personally.
啊,我要带你去见总统。
Things started coming together that we weren't in control of.
哇,事情都开始发生了,完全是超乎我们控制的。
All the words God gave me, when you go to Panama, I'm going to make a Chinese connection for you.
神跟我说,你到巴拿马,我要你跟中国人连上线。
I said, well, are there Chinese people in Panama?
我说,巴拿马有中国人吗?
I was shocked to find out there's 200,000 Chinese people in
Panama.
And so in a few days in Panama, I had a chance to meet the 14 leaders of the Panamanian church. Who are Chinese. With a ministry to the Chinese people there. I spoke several times at a Chinese school.
We're
raising up missionaries to go from Panama to mainland China. But before they go to China, they're practicing on reaching the Chinese people in Panama.
So in 1998,
1998, there was only 4 Chinese churches in Panama. Because of their outreach today, there are 16 churches in Panama.
那么今天有16个中国教会。
And when I spoke to these young people,
当我跟这些年轻人讲话,
God captured their heart.
哇,神抓了他们的心,
tears began to flow down their cheeks.
哇,他们脸上流眼泪,
and the Spirit of God was speaking to their life. I'll send you to the nations.
我要差遣你到万国去,
I'll send you to your people.
我要差遣你去你的人,
and I'll put my word in your mouth.
我把我的话放在你嘴里,
my anointing will speak through you. And God will give you access to cities and nations you don't know about. The school is in Mandarin Chinese,
那个学校是讲的是国语的,
Spanish,
还有西班牙话,
and English,
还有英文的.
And so God's training trilingual missionaries to touch the ends of the earth.
哦,神就要用这些话来送他们去。
But when God puts you in a place,
and
puts a word in your life,
把话放在你的生命里面,
and you're faithful to deliver that word,
哇,你就很忠心地来传讲这些话,
it'll cost you greatly.
它会让你付很大的代价.
Many times your friends will pull away from you.
许多时候你的朋友就离开你.
They become afraid of you.
他们就害怕你.
Because they don't understand the fiery process working in your life.
因为他们不知道在你心里面那个火在烧在做工.
I remember ministering in a Central Asian Republic.
我记得在中亚有一个事工.
It was a Muslim republic.
是一个回教的国家.
It was the nation of Uzbekistan.
Uzbekistan.
And I remember sitting on the platform with a team of pastors.
我们在台上跟一对的这个牧师们在讲话。
And a young pastor sat beside me.
一个年轻的牧师坐在我旁边。
I love ministries that are young and vibrant and powerful in God.
我很喜欢这些做神工作的人是年轻而且是有能力的。
But usually they lack just one thing.
但是通常这些年轻牧师都少一样。
They lack refining. They lack purifying.
这些年轻牧师常常是没有炼净。
So this young minister sits beside Sarah and I.
那个年轻人坐我们旁边。
And he said, Brother Richard, you are not in America.
他说,Richard弟兄,你不是在美国啊。
This is an Islamic nation.
那这是一个回教国家。
Don't you dare call anybody forward to the, at the end of the service.
你要敢叫人家上来的话。
Because if you do, and somebody gets angry,
因为你叫他们上来,他们会生气。
And they start jihad, holy war.
他们就会跟你打胜仗。
And if somebody stabbed, or somebody trampled or stepped on, you are personally to blame.
如果有人呢,拿刀子捅你, 你要负责任。
I said, thank you, brother, for that encouraging word.
我说,谢谢你啊,谢谢你鼓励我啊。
I really need to hear that just before I spoke.
我应该讲之前就要听到这个。
I'm sitting there very uncomfortable. I said, can I talk to your pastor at the end of the row?
我可不可以跟那个最后那个你的牧师讲话一下?
At the far end of the platform was the senior pastor.
在老远那边是一个主任牧师。
He looked like an eagle.
他看来像老鹰一样。
Beautiful white hair.
白的头发。
Clear, sharp eyes.
哇,眼睛非常锐利。
That he's gone through much in God.
他经过许多的圣战。
Because the Bible says the eye is the light of the body.
圣经说眼睛照亮你的生命。
And the young pastor next to me said, yes, you can talk to my pastor.
那个年轻的牧师说,哎呀,你可以跟我主任牧师讲。
But don't look at his left hand.
但是不要看他的左手。
I said, why would he say that?
我说你怎么会讲这样子呢?
You know what's going to happen. I'm going to look at his left hand.
他说你知道会发生什么事你看他做什么。
He said, just before you came here,
就是在你来之前,
the Secret Service police, they pulled out every second fingernail in the pastor's left hand.
啊对对秘密组织把他左手的指甲统统拔光了。
They took a hot wire and began to poke the nerves of those fingers.
他们又开始用刺他的边的神经。
Besides that, our pastor has spent 17 years in prison for his faith for Christ.
此外，我们的牧师他被关牢关了17年。
And now I really want to talk to him.
我现在真正要跟他说话。
I sat next to him.
我就坐到他旁边。
I felt like a little student in the presence of a great teacher.
好像一个小学生在老师面前一样。
And I said to him, Pastor,
我说牧师啊
I don't deserve to preach this service.
我真的不配讲这个道啊。
I just rented the facility.
我只是做一些工作而已啊。
You paid with your tears and with your suffering.
你用你的眼泪还有你的所有的苦难来
with your very blood
还有你的血
you preach the service
你来讲吧
he turned his, in the chair and he looked at me
他转过来看着我
he had big strong hands
他有一个很大的手
my hands were so small
我的手小
he just took his big hands and just covered my hands
他把手这样抓了我的手
he began to look into my eyes
他眼睛盯着我瞧
and began to prophesy
开始说预言
He said, this is God's calling in Christ for you
这是神在主里面叫呼召你的
Others have labored and you are entered into their labors
许多的人在做工你在这工作里面的工作
I've called you to harvest where you bestowed no labor
我召你来做这个工作
Preach Christ
传讲耶稣
I stood up that day before the podium.
我那天站在讲台上。
I preached 20 minutes.
我讲了20分钟。
And then I heard a voice.
听到一个声音说。
A voice I've learned to know and love.
我学习听这个声音也喜欢这个声音。
It's the voice of my Savior.
这是拯救者的声音。
And he said, Richard, invite them to come to me.
说 Richard, 把他们邀请来进入我里面。
On this ear, I heard the voice of that young pastor.
我一个耳朵还听到那个年轻牧师说
Don't you dare and tell them to come forward.
你不能够叫他们上来。
You'll start jihad.
你会造成有胜仗。
These are Muslims.
他们是回教徒。
This is not America.
这不是美国。
But that voice began to speak it to my spirit.
但是另外一个声音向我的灵说话。
Son, trust me.
孩子啊，相信我。
Invite them to come to me.
邀请他们上来吧。
Before I made the invitation,
在我邀请他们之前
I asked the senior pastor to come up and join me beside me.
我就邀请那个主任牧师上来一起。
I remember putting my arm around his back.
我就用我的手环抱着这个主任牧师。
He put his arm around my back.
他也用手环抱着我。
And I whispered in his ear and spoke to him in Russian.
我就用俄国话向他轻轻地说
The sower And the reaper shall rejoice together.
播种的跟收成的都要一同欢呼。
And together we ask them to come forward.
那么我们就一起要他们上来。
A miracle happened.
奇迹就发生了。
Every single man, woman, and child, they came forward.
每一个大人、小孩、男人、女人都上来了。
The whole house came to Christ.
整个堂的人都上来了。
Muslims,
回教徒
dropped on their knees.
都跪下来了
Put their hands in the air
都举起手来
They start crying like little babies
都像孩子般的哭泣
Jesus
耶稣啊
Jesus have mercy on us
耶稣啊怜悯我吧
Forgive us our sin
我是罪人啊
Come into our heart Come into our life
来进入我们的生命中吧
I'm saying thank you Jesus
我说谢谢你耶稣
You're here
你在这里
By the power of your anointing
你的恩膏的大能
The anointed one says
主说
Where two or three are gathered together in his name
两三个人奉主的名祷告
He said I'll be with you in the midst of you
我就与你们同在
That's his promise
这是他的应许
His promises are yea and amen
他的应许就是 yea, amen
They never fail
从来不失败。
He that promises faithful true.
因为他的应许是真实可信靠。
And he alone deserves all the glory.
他是所有荣耀的主。
That happened several years ago.
若干年前。
But it's not just happened one time.
但是不是说只发生过一次。
Last year, Sir and I were driving by a prison house.
去年我跟 Sarah, 开车往这个监狱去。
And my singing music team that travels with me.
我们这个歌唱的队员跟我们一起走。
They said, you remember that prison?
他们说，哎，你记得那个监狱吗？
I said, yes, I remember.
我说我记得。
You can't go back there anymore, they told me.
不能再进去了。
There's a new type of tuberculosis. They're afraid the Americans would catch it and take it back to America.
因为有一种新的肺病的时候，怕你们美国人得了带回去了。
You should remember that service you had.
记得你讲过信息吗？
Where the entire prison came to Christ.
所有的犯人都信了主。
318 prisoners,
318个犯人
,16 guards all saved at one time.
16个守卫的兵员都被拯救了。
You cannot go back there.
你不能再回去了。
But you don't have to go back there, they said.
但是你不用再回去了。
The word of God is doing its work in that prison.
因为神的话在里面动工了。
Now we have a Bible training center for pastors in that prison.
现在我们在那个监狱里面有查经班在里面。
Two Bible studies every day.
每天有两堂的查经班。
Two prayer meetings every day.
每天有两个祷告会。
They said, when we release prisoners from that prison, we have pastors.
当我们这个从监狱到监狱，我们有了牧师了。
One visitation of the Spirit of God.
就是一次的圣灵来。
One encounter with the power of God.
就是一次的遇见的神。
And they were never the same again.
他们就从此不再一样。
And that's what happens here in the 13th chapter of 2 Kings.
这就是在列王记下第13章所发生的。
The king recognizes the authority of heaven.
王知道这个属天的权力。
And the prophet said, go find a bow and some arrows.
神人说你去拿弓箭来。
And he does not say open up the west window or the south window or the north window.
他没有说打开的西北南窗户。
He said, open up the east window.
他说你打开东边的窗户吧。
Put an arrow on the bow and pull the bow back.
卡弓上箭就拉弓吧。
And then the prophet puts his hands on top of the king's hands.
然后这个先知就手抓着他的手。
Showing that the authority of heaven supersedes the authority of earth.
属天的权柄超过王的权柄。
And shoot the arrow.
就射箭吧。
And the Bible says the king shot the arrow.
王就射了箭。
But listen to what the prophet declares.
这个神人怎么样的宣告呢?
As the arrow goes through that east window,
当这个箭射出了东边的窗户,
the prophet of the Lord says the arrow of the Lord's deliverance,
神的先知就说这个是神的箭要带来,
and the arrow of deliverance against Syria,
要从亚述手上释放你。
Who is Syria?
那谁是亚兰人啊?
They're an enemy of the people of God.
他们是神子民的敌人。
Hear my heart.
听我的心声。
I believe God's going to soon open the east window.
我相信神很快要打开东边的窗户。
And the bamboo curtain will fall.
这个竹幕将要倒下来。
And the arrow of the Lord will pierce that land.
那么神的箭要射向那地。
And God will have an army to come out of China.
神的大军要从中国出来。
They'll come to the nations of the world.
他们要到全世界去。
He's speaking to the Chinese church now.
他神正在跟中国教会讲话。
He's taking through the waters of trial and testing.
他带他们走过这个河水来试验他们。
Many of them are now on the other side of the Jordan.
许多的人还在约旦河的另外一边。
And the master comes to them and says, what do you want?
主子来说你要什么。
And they're saying, we want more of the anointed one.
我们要更多的恩典从那。
We want a double portion of his anointing.
我们要双倍的恩膏。
And he says, are you willing to pay the price of fire to receive it?
说你愿意付代价吗?
And they're saying, yes, Lord.
是的,我们愿意。
We will drink of that cup.
我们愿意喝那杯。
Whatever the cost.
不管那要多大的钱。
We're willing to pay it.
我们愿意付代价。
And in China today,
今天在中国
God has prepared an army of his people
神预备了他的大军
that love his word
那些喜爱他话语的
that love his name
喜爱他名的
And they're about ready to move.
他们要开始往前走了。
Because the time has come.
因为时候到了。
For the nations to shake and tremble.
要这个国家开始震动。
Before the army, the Lord is prepared.
在这个神的工作之前。
Joel 2 says, before them it should be like a garden of Eden.
约伯记第二章说像是伊甸园。
But the fire will be there.
这个火会在那边。
And where the fire is,
火就在那边。
Everything that is not of God is burnt.
所有不属神的都要被烧尽。
Everything that is of God
所有属神的
is refined and made pure.
才会被洁净。
So brother, sister,
所以弟兄姐妹们
if you're in the fire,
假如你在火当中
the fire of God does not destroy God's children.
火不是要来烧掉神的子民的。
It makes them more like Jesus.
他们使我们更爱耶稣。
It makes them less than decreasing themselves.
使我们能够减少。
So he can increase.
所以他能够兴旺。
As he increases.
当神兴旺的时候。
Men and women are drawn to him.
人就被吸引到向他。
Again, this last spring.
这一个春天。
It was the month of May, actually, last year.
在五月的时候。
We were in a small village in the Ukraine.
我们在乌克兰的一个小村落。
The entire village came to the meeting.
整个村子的人都来了。
And the reason that happens in the Ukraine,
为什么会发生呢?
We have teams that go into the villages in the southern Ukraine.
因为我们的队伍先到了南边的乌克兰。
They will work in the village and do everything the village needs to be done.
他们在村子里面做那些事情都已经做好了。
They will fix fences, they will repair doors, they're bringing harvest, whatever needs to be done.
他们为他们修篱笆，为他们收成。
And in a village, we'll send as much as 15, 16 people.
一个村子都是送15个人、15、16个人去。
And in these small communities, they say, well, who are you?
他们说，你们是谁啊?
You've been working here for 3 weeks. You don't require any food, any money. What are you?
13个礼拜来，你也不要钱，也不要食物，你到底是什么人啊?
They said, we're having a concert on Saturday. You are our special guest. There's no price for the concert. Please come.
他说我们有一个会议在这个来邀请你们来。
And we will tell you at that time who we are.
那我们会告诉你们我们是谁那个时候。
Well, you know, in a small community, the talk is about each other.
在小的村庄里面话传得很快。
The whole community saying, well, what they do for you?
他们给你做了什么?
Oh, they painted our house. And what they do for you?
他们为我们砌房子啊。哦，他们为你做什么?
Oh, they dug our well deeper. What did they do for you?
哦，他们为我们井挖深了。那他为你做了什么?
Are you going to the concert? Are you going to the concert?
你要不要去那个会啊?你要不要去那个音乐会啊?
Oh, yeah, we gotta find out who these people are.
啊，我们要去到底他们是什么人啊?
Ebenezer, one of our music teams begins to sing.
当我们的音乐队开始唱歌的时候。
And they begin to come.
人就开始聚集了。
Sarah and I were part of several of those outreaches.
我跟 Sarah 是有许多的外外展。
We had our first outreach in a village right on the steps of a discotheque.
在那边跳迪斯科舞的那个台，我们有第一次的外展。
The only public building in the whole village.
是那个村落里面唯一的一个公共场合。
And I began to preach.
我就开始传讲信息。
And then when I asked them to come forward.
当我邀请他们进前来。
I was shocked.
我很诧异。
I first asked them to raise their hand.
我先要求他们举起手吧。
Everybody raise your hand.
大家都举了手。
I said, maybe we didn't understand.
我想说或者他们不了解我说的。
I was working through an interpreter. Let me try one more time.
我说让我再来试一次这个通过翻译来说。
Put your hands down.
我说请把手放下吧。
I said, you've never come to Jesus Christ.
我说你从来没有来到耶稣那边。
You've never asked him to forgive you your sins.
你从来没有要求他赦免你的罪的。
You've never made Jesus Lord and Savior of your life.
你从来没有要求耶稣做你个人的救主。
Now if you're doing this for the first time,
假如你这是第一次
，raise your hands.
请你举起手来。
Everybody raise your hands again.
每一个人又举起手了。
So let me try this third time.
我说这当然不对，来，再试一次，再试一次。
And the Lord says, look at their eyes.
神说你看他们的眼睛啊。
They begin to cry.
他们都在哭啊。
Tears are flowing down their face.
眼泪都流下来了。
I understood that.
我终于了解了。
The Holy Spirit had arrested them.
啊, 这个圣灵抓住了他们。
And I said, oh, just come forward.
我说来吧, 上来。
The whole village just came forward.
哇, 整个村庄的人都上来了。
And without being asked, they all dropped on their knees.
根本没有要他们, 他们通通跪下去了。
Little children with their hands in the air.
小孩子也手举在天上。
Grandmothers and grandfathers reaching out to Jesus.
祖父祖母们也是举起手向天。
And God saved them.
神救了他们。
As I looked at their faces,
我看了这些脸,
lines full of pain in their faces, their eyes full of pain.
啊, 脸上跟眼神都是痛苦。
After they confessed Jesus as Savior,
当他们认罪悔改耶稣基督是主,
eyes are full of darkness and pain.
眼睛里面都是黑的都是苦处。
Had changed.
改了,
the light of their eye began to shine. The hope was in their eyes.
啊, 他们的眼睛开始发光了,
I stood there, I wept with them. Because I can't do that. I can't manufacture that kind of response. Only the Holy Spirit can draw them. No man comes to the Father except to be drawn of the Spirit. And I was watching before me a work of the Holy Spirit.
As
the mercy of God had captured that entire community. A young man tapped me on the shoulder.
He
said, I'm the owner of the discotheque.
他是迪斯科舞厅的老板。
But I found Jesus this afternoon.
他说,今天下午我找到了耶稣了。
And I don't think I'm going to need the discotheque anymore.
说我不认为我还需要这个道具厅了。
Do you want it for a church?
你要不要做教会啊?
I said, give me some paper.
我说,纸头给我吧。
I signed a 2-year lease for the building.
我就签了2年的合同,要用那个地方。
In one night,
一个晚上,
the entire village came to Christ.
整村的人都信主了。
They have a church building.
他们有教会了。
And one of the couples have been working in that village for several weeks.
有一对弟兄姐妹在那个村子里面做了几个礼拜。
They said, Brother Richard, we've been fasting and we've been praying.
他说,Richard弟兄啊,我们祷告进食。
We're supposed to remain behind to be the pastors of the new converts.
我们要做这个地方的牧师了。
In that fashion, in that way,
那样子呢?
Our teams in the Western Ukraine established 70 churches last spring and summer.
我们的队伍在西边的乌克兰成立了70间教会, 就是去年的夏天。
Why?
为什么?
It's harvest time.
这是收割的时候。
It's God's hour.
这是神在动。
He's opening up doors.
神开门了。
He's opening up windows.
神打开窗户了。
And the arrow of God. Piercing nations.
Hallelujah, 神的箭要射出去。
Nations have never heard the good news.
那些国家从来没有听到好消息了。
Governments are shaken.
政府都开始震动了。
Because the King of Glory has come.
因为荣耀的国度要来了。
And before him every knee bows.
所有人都要跪拜。
And before him every tongue confesses.
万民都要称颂。
That he alone is Lord.
唯有他是主,
to the glory of God the Father.
是荣耀的神。
Joaz understood that.
约哈斯王知道这一点。
And Elisha's hands went over the top of the king's hands.
先知的手抓着他的手。
But what happened later?
但是后来呢?
A small victory was won.
小小的胜利。
But the king wasn't angry enough against wickedness.
但是没有再生气。
And so the prophet said, take some arrows now and strike the ground.
那个先知说拿那个箭打地吧。
He strikes 1, 2, 3.
他打了3次, 1, 2, 3.
The man of God becomes angry at the king.
这个神人就生气了。
Why didn't you strike 5 or 6 times?
为什么你不打5次或者6次呢?
Had he struck 5 or 6 times,
假如你打5次6次,
there wouldn't be a Syrian problem today.
今天就不会有亚兰人的问题了。
There would be a non-nation there.
那就不会有这个国家了。
But because you only struck 3 times,
因为你只打了3次,
you'll only win 3 battles against Syria.
你只赢了3个战争。
And you will not utterly destroy her.
你不会完全的毁灭。
And so we have a serious problem against Israel today because that king failed God.
所以今天叙利亚跟以色列中间会有紧张关系，就是因为。
So in this hour,
在这个时候
there's a holy righteousness is rising up in God's people.
在神子民里面有圣洁跟公义升起来。
It's an anger that's birthed of God and born of heaven.
在里面心里面有很气愤的。
When I see injustice,
当我看到不公义
，and I see the wicked prospering,
当我看到那些不好的人
，I get angry in my spirit.
我的灵就生气。
I say, God, how long?
我说神啊，还要多久啊
？How long will injustice prevail?
还要多久这些不公义的事啊
？The prophet Habakkuk asked God the same question.
那么这个先知向神问了同样的问题。
Justice is falling in the streets, he said.
公义在这个街上。
There's violence on every turning, every side.
啊，在这个街上都是暴力。
Listen to the answer of God.
神怎么说呢
？He said, "I'll do something new."
我要做新的事情。
And even though I tell you in advance,
我事先告诉你。
You still will have a hard time believing it.
仍然会有困难去了解是做的。
The prophet Isaiah says the same thing.
以赛亚先知也是这么说。
He said, I'll do a new work.
我要做事情。
When it springs forth, will you not know it?
难道你不知道吗？
And the answer is, yes, we'll know it.
是的，我们将会知道。
Because God wants us part of what he's doing.
但是因为神要我们
And so God is speaking to the church today. And saying, son,
说孩子们
daughter,
女儿们
are you willing to pay the price?
你们愿意付代价吗
If you do,
假如你愿意
I'll give you authority over the nations.
我就要给你万国的权柄
over cities,
城市的权柄
with the word of God.
神的话
The Bible said many nations in that day,
神说当那日许多国家
will turn to the Lord.
会转向神
I'm looking forward to that day.
我很希望那一天的来到
When entire nations bow at the feet of Jesus.
啊，是整个国家都向耶稣下拜
When the glory of God comes.
当神的荣耀降临
No flesh will glory in his presence.
没有任何肉体会在这个荣耀上。
I don't care if you're a president or a king.
我不管你是总统还是王。
You'll bow in the presence of his glory.
你会在他的荣耀前面跪拜。
For he shall take his rightful throne.
他会在他的宝座上。
And the Bible says the kingdoms of this world shall become a singular kingdom of our Lord and his Christ.
那么所有的国家都会在他的国家之下。
And he shall reign.
他会掌权。
Forever and forever.
直到永远。
So if there's a need within your life,
所以你的生命中有需要。
I know one who is more than able.
我知道有人需要。
To meet that need.
要得到这个的。
I want to stand our feet this morning.
让我们请起立。
Lord Jesus,
阿爸父。
Father, there are people here in this meeting.
有人在这个聚会里面。
Who have a wounded spirit.
啊，他受伤的灵。
Father, it's been generational.
啊，是世代所交替的。
Injustice has been done against them.
所不公平的事情发生的。
And in their spirit, they're wounded and they're hurt.
他们心里面受到了伤害。
In that wounded heart,
在他们的心里面的受伤。
Has opened themselves up to attacks of the enemy.
就让敌人来攻击他。
And Father, this morning, I stand against the attack of the enemy.
父神要挡住敌人的攻击
By the power of the blood of Jesus
靠着耶稣宝血
In the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth
这个拿撒的人耶稣基督的权利
The enemy has played games with their mind and their heart too long
仇敌在他们心里面做了许多的坏事
God is opening a window of deliverance over your spirit, over your mind
神要让你的心里面的窗户打开要来释放你
The battle is not yours.
这个战争不是靠你。
The battle is the Lord's.
这是主为你打。
And from this moment on,
从现在开始
God wants to set you free.
神要释放你。
In that wounded spirit,
在你的灵里面的伤害
You've opened yourself up to disease.
你向主来敞开吧。
With its kind of spirit of infirmity.
这个神要向你来这一次确定。
One sickness after another.
一个一个的疾病。
Jesus wants to break it today.
耶稣基督要把它打断。
And loose you.
让你能够释放。
By the power of his blood.
靠着他宝血的能力。
And if that's you today.
就是你。
We just come forward.
就上前来吧。
We're going to believe together.
我们要一起来。
The hand of God will set you free.
Yes, 神的灵要守着，要释放你自由。
No more playing games.
没有在一些玩的游戏。
No longer just dealing with the symptoms.
不只是一些症状而已。
Tonight the axe will be put at the root.
今天就真正要来了，你的。
And God will cut it from root to limb.
神要完全到你的根斩断。
He'll put fruit again on your boughs.
要再一次要为你来证
据。You shall bear forth fruit.
你将会有。
And your fruit shall remain.
你的果子要结实。
To the glory of Jesus Christ.
啊，神的荣耀。
Father, just now.
就是现在。
Prepare our hearts.
准备我们的心。
For what you have in the hour to come.
那在下这个礼拜。
As you speak to nations.
你要向全世界讲话。
Speak to our hearts.
讲话到我们的心
中。Open up the windows of heaven.
打开天上的窗户。
Send the deliverance of the Lord.
啊，剩下的神的能力。
Send the arrow of God's deliverance.
哈利路亚，剩下来这个神的释放。
Father in Jesus' name.
哈利路亚，靠奉主耶稣
基督。I speak to nations tonight.
我向这个国家来讲。
They'll hinder the cause of Jesus Christ.
要来这个神的要价做工。
Let God arise.
让神站立。
And his enemies be scattered.
这些所有散开的。
Let a holy boldness come upon your people, O God.
让你的子民都能够刚强壮胆。
Deliver them, O God.
完全的释放他们。
From their imprisonment.
从他们的监狱中。
From their fear.
从他们的恐惧中。
Put boldness in their heart.
让他们心里面有
Put a heavy anointing on their life.
啊，属天的恩膏要降临。
But the arrow of man cannot touch them.
哈利路亚，人不能够是伤害他们。
But the shield of faith will be lifted high in your life.
哈利路亚，神信心的遮盖要降
临。They will move as a mighty army.
哈利路亚，神你要移动那个神的。
And Jesus will be greatly glorified.
哈利路亚，神要大大的来做工。
Father, for the glory of your name.
当你的名得到荣耀
Minister and move, Lord God.
Hallelujah, 事工要向
Stretch forth your arm to deliver.
Hallelujah, 你的大大的
Loose your hand to save.
Hallelujah, 释放你的手的圣
Touch your people, God.
来
In the sins and the brain.
在这个脑筋里面的
We ask you for the latter rain, O God.
Hallelujah, 我们要求你来做呢
Rain upon our souls, O God.
在我们的心中要
Refresh and renew your people, O God.
Hallelujah, 更新你的子民
Give them the encouragement of the Lord.
Hallelujah, 来我们得到
Reach out to them.
Hallelujah, 能够再一次
To touch their day and their generation.
Hallelujah, 这一世代
To the salvation of thousands upon thousands.
Hallelujah. 成千上万的人要得救。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督。
Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督。
We have some of the healing room ministries come behind these that have come forward.
Hallelujah. 我们这个 healing room 的人起来。
Hallelujah.
是的，是的，为他们祷告。Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 有谁愿意要来祷告也可以来。有谁愿意 要接受祷告也可以来，愿意接受祷告也可以来，愿意接受祷告来，请排成一列。 Thank you.